Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Wolfinger, and what a show we have for you this week. It's our tribute to Grant Madsen special. Like I said in our previous podcast, I had this all ready to go for our last show, but I didn't think it made a whole lot of sense to mix in something like that with a bunch of game recaps and Team of the Week interviews, so I decided we should set aside a specific episode for the New London High School student and athlete, Grant Madsen, who passed away a few weeks ago in a car accident. So we'll get into interviews with Kurt Schomer and Miles Parker from after their first game back in an emotional Saturday 1 week ago when the Bulldog basketball team returned to the court for the first time since Grant's passing. We'll also close out this week's show with a rap song from a New London student. Did a great job with that, so we'll play that to close out this week's podcast. This is podcast number 75, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com. ClintonvilleTribuneGazette.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead, subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. Show will go straight to your phone whenever we post it. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We post them there as well. But this week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. So this week's podcast, as I said, it's going to be all about New London boys basketball player Grant Madsen, who passed away a couple weeks ago, obviously. When something like that happens, it's a shock to the entire school. We had that when I was in high school. We had a situation that happened with Kylie Hyde, and it's always a weird feeling inside the entire school. Tough day for the school, tough day for the community, family, friends, everybody involved. But so obviously New London, they canceled a few of their boys and girls basketball games after that, the next few days. But the boys basketball team returned to the court for a Saturday afternoon game against Shawano last Saturday. And it was not a good day, obviously, but just special to see the community rally around that team and a school and a family like that. I got there about 25 minutes before the game, and I struggled to find a place to park. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty awesome, pretty incredible scene here. I got inside. Everyone had their Grant Madsen t-shirts on. The whole stands was filled with a whiteout. Couldn't find a place to sit. So the support was pretty unbelievable. I saw a lot of people there from all sorts of schools showing up, players from area high schools. I saw Hortonville head coach Matt Hintz, as well as Clintonville basketball player Aiden Polzine. He was there in attendance. Several players from other area high schools showed up as well. So that was cool to see. Before the game, New London boys basketball players and coaches stood at center court. They took off their t-shirts, and underneath they had another t-shirt that featured Grant Madsen's name and jersey number on it. And to start the game, Logan Losey, a player for the Bulldogs, took a knee near midcourt, and New London played 4-on-5 in each of the team's first possessions to obviously honor Grant Madsen. That was a pretty cool moment as well. New London won this game. Not that matters at all in this one, but after the game, the students filled the court and they sang the school's fight song. And then every player and coach embraced with the Madsen family after the game. That was a pretty emotional scene for everybody involved. I cried before the game, during the game, after the game, and it was a tough day for everyone that was there. I've seen a number of sporting events with this job that I have, but this is one that's definitely going to be sticking with me for the rest of my life. But after the game, I met with New London head coach Kurt Schomer, and he talked about the day and what's been going on with the Bulldogs boys basketball program that entire week.
It was a really hard day. It was very emotional. We tried to get the guys to focus on basketball for just a little bit. At times that was the case, but most of the time it wasn't. I'm so proud of our guys for coming out today, just for being here. I'm so proud to be part of this community where people support each other. And I'm thankful for Shawano because they were so supportive and wearing white as well. It was just really an emotional day, and I'm just so happy and proud of my guys.
What did you think of the community support? Obviously, you had a ton of people here in the stands.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming in a really good way. Of all the people that have reached out to our team, these individuals, the Madsen family, it's just been amazing. I'm so proud to have friends like that and even opponents. And the Bay Conference has been so strong, and other schools have been. It's just that when things like this happen, we all see the bigger picture, and it's not about basketball. It's just about life and being family and living on and embracing each other when others need it.
And just this past week, what have you guys been able to do to kind of like stick together as a group?
Well, there's been a lot of things going on with the Madsen family this week, so we got to meet at their house. We met as a team on Monday, and then we really didn't do anything with basketball until today, actually. We had a couple guys come in for like an hour or two on Thursday, but it really hasn't been anything. Everybody grieves differently, and some guys were just not ready yet. And some guys, you know, barely pulled themselves up to get going today, but they did it.
Obviously, start the game, Logan Lewis took the knee. What was kind of went into that decision? What were you guys trying to say with that?
Well, we were just going to start four guys because we're just all missing something in our lives right now and in our hearts. And so Logan just demonstrated that we were all missing someone. And that was just the point of it, that we can't do anything without everybody on our team. And just another way that we can honor and think about Grant.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
I'm just so proud to be part of this team. I told the guys it's a win that they got here. I didn't care if they won or lost, but I was so proud, and I thought they were so gutsy tonight. And the last thing that I know Grant was watching us is that Garrett ended up with 20 points, and that's Grant's number. And he missed his last shot, too. I just know that Grant was looking down on us tonight, and he's happy for us.
And then full disclosure, I just asked Kurt, hey, what player should I talk to about this? Should I even talk to any players about this? Obviously, everyone handles this sort of thing differently, and he pointed me to Miles Parker. He did a great job, probably did better than I did. I had to edit a few of my questions to make it seem like I know the English language, but here is Miles Parker.
It's crazy. I knew the support was big just being at the wake and at his funeral and stuff, but coming here and seeing like the bleachers just solid white, it's amazing to have a community that just shares so much love with the basketball team.
Now, how important was that to have the entire fans filled? You had a bunch of teams from other areas coming to this one.
It just shows the type of love you can get when someone passes, sadly, the love that everyone has for each other. I know it's just basketball, but it's a way that it brings us together, and it's amazing to see.
Then just how tough has this week been for your team this week?
It's been awful. We practiced one time, and there were like half our team was gone. So we didn't have any practices. Our legs weren't fresh, but we came in here and we got the job done. So that was pretty incredible.
And obviously, you guys started the game with just, Logan was taking a knee at the first possession. What was kind of the key to, the thought process for that for you guys?
Well, we originally wanted to start with four guys, but then something happened, I guess, and Logan ended up starting, so he just took a knee in honor of Grant, just to show that he would have been starting soon. So.
And how's it feel having this one to win?
It's like a sigh of relief. Like, this week has been so just up and down. It's just been crazy. And just to come in here and get the job done and win by 18, it just shows that when we're together and we're playing, we can beat anyone.
And how have you guys been able to stick together over the last week?
We spent a lot of time together. A lot of time going to see Grant's family. A lot of time just whenever we're not in school, just spending time together, just having each other's backs, talking about Grant, all the good times we had with him. It's really tested us. Our bond is stronger than ever, I think, though. So.
Okay, anything else that you wanted to add?
Just want to thank everybody for having our backs during this tough time. We hope to keep playing for a while.
You can check out our story online on newlondonpressstar.com with photos as well as a video from the end of that game. I encourage you to go ahead and check that out. That's going to do it for me. I appreciate you guys listening to our tribute to Grant Madsen. We'll close out with a song from New London student Joshua Hansen. If you're a New London student or a New London community, you probably heard this already. It's up to, I think it's around 11,000 views on YouTube last I checked. It's titled Grant Madsen by Joshua Hansen, if you want to look that up on YouTube. For anybody else, appreciate you guys listening to this week's tribute to Grant Madsen. But here is Grant Madsen by Joshua Hansen.
Friday morning, but I feel distressed. Brushed my teeth at 6:40 and I left the house. I was worrying about girl troubles, only thing I could think about. I picked up a friend and we got to school in time for early bird. Time passed, I was in second hour, still barely said a word. My buddy beat me there, his name is Grant Madsen. He's a kind and smart kid and known by the ladies for being handsome. He greeted me with a smile and a good morning as I walked past him and asked if I brought my A-push and had the answers. I replied a little, but it's not done, and he asked me to bring it over anyway. I guess some is better than none. We moved on with class. He always started it out by playing plug walk, and I helped him code a little bit, but other than that, we didn't talk. Next was third hour. It's our dreaded A push. He gives me a look from a few seats away that reads, this ain't good. Has to read over 100 pages by the end of next week. We're constantly going down a hill that keeps getting more and more steep. The bell rings, and Grant and I leave at 10:30. I see him again in the sixth hour, but this time I'm early. I flip forward a table and adjusted the chairs accordingly. I was being a teenager, just annoying and disorderly. The teacher walks in and she isn't happy. Her mood turns mean, snarly, and snappy. Asks who did it and everyone looks around. Thought I'm in trouble again, I guess I'm going down. But then Grant interrupts her anger and offers to fix the table. No hesitation, we get up, arrange it, and her mood returns stable. Moving on in class, we have a small project. A short slideshow and some small history nonsense. Grant and I ended up in the same group with Emma and Alana. We got done early, with no arguing and no drama. And every Friday, our teacher told us, drive safe and wear your seatbelt, make good choices. But on the end of class that day, all I could hear was students' voices. I was the first time I didn't hear those words after class. She was busy, her mind was moving too fast. And I didn't say goodbye to Grant as I left. And that was the last time I'd see him in person, man. I love him to death. He passed on that Sunday, February 10th. I went back on Monday, the whole school was a wreck. Oceans could have been formed from tears. How could this happen to us? I wasn't surprised, but a large majority of our school never showed up. I started with Early Bird and we cried together. There's nothing that could be said now to make us feel better. We were let out early because they had a staff meeting. And we went to our lockers and then sat in the commons, our hearts grieving. We went the first hour and I got the same announcement. I started to cry at Grant's name as she pronounced it. I barely made it through class and went into second hour. He wasn't there and I felt weak. Crushed, no power. I coded through my tears. The hurt of loss became fonder. I put my headphones in and listened to Plug Walk in his honor. I sat down in A push and handed in my quiz. I didn't expect Mr. Fisher to get too emotional, but he did. And even though we complained about it Friday, Grant will never be able to read those pages. No going back or stopping time. It always changes. I went through the rest of the day feeling lost and empty. The halls were nearly silent along with every class on entry. I realized that what I was worrying about is stupid and pointless, and I don't think we realize this unless something destroys us. We're going to miss your smile, your laugh, and the good times. And without you, there's going to be a lot of joys that we won't find. No more complaining about A-Push, no more coding, no more basketball, no more golf, no more parties, no more jokes in the hall, no more college, no more career, no more vacations, no more restaurants, no more late nights, no more explorations. We didn't deserve you, King. You're in a better place. We know we'll see you again in heaven with a smiling face. And even though we know you're gone, none of this seems true. So even though you're not with us, Grant, we love you.